sitting in my car, chewing a piece of gum, getting ready to drive home. There is a party happening in, like, this bar that's in the alley. All these fucking people are wearing GDC badges, so... And there seems to be a car. I don't know that I'm actually going to be able to get out, but... I'm going to... start to pull out of this garage and see what the fuck happens. Alright, this guy's got a blinker on like he's trying to get in here. Okay, he's backing up to let me out. Kanye fixed wolves? Oh, man. I heard he fixed Famous. A Dell party? Or Dell-sponsored party? I don't know. I don't know that I'll be... I mean, I have the album... I have the downloaded version of the album that I paid Tidal for. Do I... How do I get my updates? How do I get Wolves 1.1? Oh, man. So, I played some of those PlayStation VR games. Played a few of them. Looked at some more of them. That thing's good. Like, you know, it's obviously like a lower end item than the Oculus and the Vive, but it's totally acceptable. I think the games look good. The screens are really nice. The tracking feels good. Like, you know, it's... There'll be different things, like field of view on one is different than the other, and, you know, that sort of thing. But for what you're getting, I actually think that the... For what you're getting compared to the prices of the other headsets, I should say... PlayStation VR seems good. It seems like right there with that other stuff, you know? I'm sure if you just sat down and, you know, were A-B-ing, you know, the PlayStation VR with an Oculus or with a Vive, you would certainly probably see where the money went. But it's a good thing. Does it require the camera? Yeah, it does. As far as I can tell. They had cameras set up at all the stations. Most of the games they were showing used regular controllers, so... You know, not Move controllers. There were a couple that were Move controllers, but... I wouldn't get too... worked up about the camera not in the bundle or whatever, because... They're probably going to have a bundle that is with the camera and probably another bundle that is with Move controllers. It probably makes sense for them to... Like, I already have a camera. I would not want... Ideally, I would be able to buy a package that does not come with the camera. They sold a fuckload of those cameras. So... So they should sell a package that doesn't come with them. But yeah, I suspect, you know, you give them a couple of months, they'll be talking to you about bundles and bundle pricing and stuff like that. But You know, that camera sells for $40 normally, right? I think it's, you know, you can find it for 30-ish. So if they did a bundle and, like, cut a little bit, then what's that become, like, $419.99 or something like that? You know, I figure they do a bundle with a camera and two move controllers. I don't actually know what move controllers go for. Too much, whatever it is, because fuck those things. But, you know, if you got to get them, you got to get them. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, yeah, the pricing is, like, maybe slightly deceptive in some cases. But I think, you know, because they fucking sold a buttload of those cameras and they were sold out for a long time and all that stuff once people realized the streaming stuff, they need to sell a unit this way that's just this. Because I already have, like, 4 Move controllers stashed away somewhere, too, so... I played, what did I play? Headmaster? Headmaster, right? Pull this out. Yes, Headmaster, which is the soccer headbutting game. And that's pretty awesome in that it feels really natural. Like, you're kind of leaning back and heading these balls and trying to, you know, bounce them off of your head into a net, and then the levels get more and more complicated with more and more blockade stuff. It kind of almost, I mean, sort of remind me of Boom Blocks in that it's, like, sort of physics-y in spots. Like, hell, there's a bunch of boxes in front of the net. You gotta blast those out of the way, and you get bomb balls and shit like that. And there's it's also, you know, it's like you're in prison, you're in soccer prison, you know, there's kind of a story or a setting wrapped around it that is, you know, guard towers and all this other stuff. It's clever, and it's good at kind of just illustrating some of the tracking stuff with it. Brad played some Thumper and thought that was really intense. I played Super Hypercube, which I played back in E3, and that's, like, you're kind of rotating a shape, and so, like, you know, let's say it's a 3D cube. It's two 3D cubes set side by side. So it's like a little rectangular box here for you. And then there is a wall coming your way that has a cutout in the wall that is the perfect shape for your crazy box. And they keep, as you do better, they throw more cubes onto it in different spots. So it becomes this big unwieldy shape, and then you have to, so you kind of have to, like, step to the side and look past your cube to see what the wall looks like, and then try to rotate your cube so that it will fit through the hole. And I thought that was pretty fun. And then, PlayStation VR Worlds, that's the London studio thing. That's like that's going to be like that Uzi demo that they showed a while back, or they showed at E3, and they've showed a couple of times. It was like almost like The Getaway or something, where you're just in a van, and a British man is yelling at you, and you're shooting an Uzi at motorcycles and stuff like that. It'll have that, and, like, I think the Shark demo, and maybe turned into some kind of game, I guess. But, like, you know, it's a handful of, like, it almost seemed like a mini game collection. They had a social thing that was like 4 players kind of talking to each other and doing stuff in VR. That sounded cool. I played Battlezone, which is, you know, you're in a tank and you're shooting shit. And that looked nice and was pretty good. Just the control, like you're kind of gliding around in this tank, and it felt nice. And also, it's like not a, like, you know, you think about Eve Valkyrie or like, or I guess Eve Valkyrie, like the reticle is where you're looking, so you're kind of moving your aim around with your head, whereas this is like, you know, you've got a turret on a tank, so you're, or you've got forward-facing guns, I should say. So you're kind of looking around the cockpit, but that's not affecting your aim. So, you know, like I'm kind of looking to the sides to look at targeting stuff and messages on the sides and of the cockpit. And there's a radar sensor, you know, kind of on the dashboard of this tank. And that felt good. You know, it didn't seem like it maybe was going to be the deepest game in the world, but... but it felt real nice. And, you know, Job Simulator was there, and that's a cool game. You know, a handful of stuff. They were showing Drive Club. And they've shown a lot of that stuff before. Rez was there again. They were letting people play a different level. And all that sort of stuff. So it was some nice... it was a good showing. But really, people were mainly there to stand there for 10 minutes and hear Andy House get up there and say the price and the month. That's really the thing. Well, I kind of have to see, you know, because this wasn't really Japan-focused, so I'll have to see if any of that other stuff that got announced, background TGS or any of those games are... going to be October, so like Tekken 7 is supposed to have some VR support in there. So it's a lot of games that they're like, yeah, we'll be there for launch, yeah. But also, like, most of the developers showing at that event didn't actually know that October was the time, so, you know, I think there's still some shakeout before we can kind of say, like, hey, here's the launch lineup for the PlayStation VR. With, like, worldwide support and what that means and all that sort of stuff, so. But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm excited for all that stuff. It's all soon. And fucking... I guess Oculus sent out their shipping notifications in the middle of Sony's press conference. Yeah, and I'm anxious to get a look at the Oculus stuff pretty soon here, too. And that's, you know, obviously that stuff's coming out. And we're going to go see Valve this week, so we'll kind of check in with them. See how their stuff's going. Sound like PSVR is the best lineup for the initial launch compared to the competition. I don't know. It's hard to say because I just don't think the launch lineups are firm. I think the Oculus one is at this point, and I think they're going to announce that stuff tomorrow. I think. But I don't know for sure. So, you know, these are all products. Like, that's the only thing that is maybe different from a year ago or different from some of the other stuff that's been happening is, you know, these are all games that will ship. These are all, you know, hey, these are being in development by a developer to be a game, not a tech demo. And we'll have to wait and see kind of what comes when and who else is in for launch that's not showing here. Like, is, you know, like, is... 100-foot robot golf going to be a launch game? I thought that that's what they were trying to say it was going to be, but I don't remember. I don't know for sure. Like, a lot of that stuff's been very muddy in terms of who's shipping when and what's a final product and what's a tech demo and what's an early access Steam game and what's the real deal, and, you know, that a lot of that stuff is still taking shape. So I don't know that there's really like a point to comparing that stuff just yet, because we just don't know. But I would say if you want a VR headset, they all are VR headsets that all work. You know, there'll be the pros and cons of each device and the platform backing it and all that other stuff. But all three of these units seem pretty good, pretty capable. I wonder if one would be able to use a PlayStation VR on a PC. I'm guessing you would have to, you know, they probably don't have drivers for that, so you'd probably have to write drivers for it, and there'd probably be a ton of custom work to get their little breakout box working. Who knows what you'd have to do with the HDMI pass-through. I wonder how all this stuff is going to do. Because, you know, it's talking to developers of video games, they are all fucking super excited to make stuff for it. And the... But the reaction from the public has been, like, still a little... Not as enthusiastic as developers are. How about that? You know, because they're, you know, it sounds like bullshit until you try it for yourself. That's the biggest stumbling block with all of VR. But yo, that shit works. It's fucking cool as hell. It's super fucking neat. I'd really like to see, like, someone do some kind of deep, well, deep, you know, maybe it's a weird word, but, like, you know, I'd like to see, like, a lengthy single-player experience designed for VR. And, you know, there's some stuff that looks like it could maybe fit that stuff. But, you know, a lot of the stuff we're talking about is, you know, these are kind of short burst sort of games of, you know, that PlayStation VR Worlds thing is pretty much a mini game collection. And so, yeah, I don't know. Like, I get why people are skeptical about it. You know, it's a lot of money, and it, you know, in some ways it is still unproven. But, yo, this shit is happening, you know? And it's pretty incredible. You know, it's been a while since I... Well, when was it? Since I last did some VR stuff. That was probably, like, December. And you kind of forget when you're away from it for a while. And then, yeah, like, I went and played Headmaster and put it back on. I was like, oh, right. Fucking awesome. This shit is fucking awesome. Wow. Think about it, or the thing that you look at and go like, well, this is clearly going to matter, you know, for some time, is that the people making stuff are excited. It's not fucking just like business dudes launching a thing and they're not sure that anyone wants to make anything for it. It's like people, like tons of developers going like, oh yeah, no, we're, yeah, let's do a thing. Like, let's fuck around with this stuff and see where it goes, you know? So, like, the people that are making actual content are excited about it. And, you know, they're looking at these tools and they feel, like, good about it. They're like, oh, this is, we totally want to do something with this. This is amazing. That's the interesting part, is that it's gotten that, you know, it's gotten developers excited. It's not fucking 3D TV. No one wanted it, and the content wasn't all there, and you know, all that sort of stuff. That said, there's not a ton of content Well, at least there was not a ton of content at this event from, like, the kind of major AAA studios, right? I mean, you know, it's a... Sony's got its internal stuff. There's some small to medium-sized teams making stuff. And you hear plenty about teams that are, you know, that have investigated it, or they're like, oh, we need to get this stuff in here to at least, like, see if this fits for us. But, you know, the huge companies of the world are, the huge publishers and game developers of the world are so focused on the bottom line that they need an installed base. You know, to make the money back on their games, they need to sell way more than you know, like a game about headbutting soccer balls into a net is, right? I mean, and some of the stuff's happening on the PC. You know, there are definitely developers that are of games that you'd think of as like a larger size game having support one way or the other. You know, and we'll just have to see where that goes. You know, that's the if VR becomes a thing that like small teams make a bunch of cool experimental weird things on it. Like, I think that's fucking awesome. That's probably not a recipe for, like, mainstream success. I guess maybe that's why, you know, that's part of why it's a big deal that this Battlefront thing is happening. And the wording on that's weird. Is, you know, it didn't... I wonder if it's going to be Battlefront VR or a new thing based on Battlefront using that technology that is built for VR. It's like, hey, here's something with a smaller player count, and, you know, we're doing some... We made a different mode for lightsaber battles with the move controller, or you know, like, what that shit actually is. That's very curious. I guess, you know, like, even though, like, I don't think it's a great game. I think it's, like, kind of a bad game in a lot of ways. But it's probably a big deal that Drive Club is going to be a VR game. Because that's a full game's worth of content. You know, that's a chunk of stuff. It's not a mini game collection. It's not an experimental thing with four guys knocking around in a basement coming up with cool indie games. It's like, here's this large-sized driving game. And sure, it's maybe not the most enthralling, exciting driving game on the planet, but we gotta start somewhere, so there you go. maybe it'll find more of an audience as a VR game. The interesting thing about some of the head tracking stuff, or that Headmaster game. So it's, you know, it's a machine launching soccer balls at you, and you have to hit them with your head into a net, or at targets, or around obstacles. Like there's a forklift in the way in one level, you know. And so you're trying to be precise about how you're hitting this ball with your face, and. Like, when it first started, I was like, I just feel like I'm hitting all these balls straight. Like, there's no... Like, there needs to be nuance. And then I started kind of fucking around a little more. I'm like, oh, it's totally there. Like, in terms of just, like, you know, you hitting the ball. Like, it feels very natural. Like, I'm doing what comes naturally in terms of, like, how I move my head to try to angle the ball certain ways. And it is responding precisely how it seems like it should. You know, sometimes the balls come in higher and like I felt like I wanted to step back or like jump up to try to catch it at the right angle because I'm trying to knock them down into a target that was on the ground in front of me, you know. Or sometimes they were launching like very fast, like directly at my face, and I was like, okay, wait, how do I get a handle on these ones that are coming in very hot, and how do I actually you know, get this ball heading in the direction I need it to go in. And that stuff's very natural. And it was that was surprising. And maybe it shouldn't have been. I mean, you know, it's like obviously the technology is advanced, it is robust. But it was a case of it working better than I thought it would. I don't know. We'll see. It's, you know, October is a ways off, and, you know, the Oculus is coming out in a couple weeks here, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff to digest between here and there in terms of how this stuff is going to happen and how it'll do once it sees wider release. I'm actually really curious about the Oculus stuff just because of their system requirements. And, you know, people that don't meet those system requirements, like, what will the experience be like? Will the choppy frame rate in a PC game make you sick? You know, like, XCOM 2 was just frustrating when I played it because everything was so erratic, but it didn't actually make me ill. It's such a larger consideration when you recontextualize that stuff with VR. Not that I'm saying, like, XCOM 2 is a great case for VR or anything like that. It's not. I don't know that it is. You could probably do something with it, but... But just, you know, in general, like, you know, just performance issues with a game, that happens. Hey, guess what? You know, what is that going to be like for people? And those are, you know, those are the exciting things that start to happen once it's out, you know, once it's in the actual hands of the public. And you really get a wide test audience all at the same time. I mean, you know, obviously, like, you know, they've been kicking around dev kits for a long time. Like, a lot of people have gone to trade shows, put headsets on, and all the focus testing of all this other shit. probably think they have a pretty good idea about the range of people, of the human endurance when it comes to VR. I think if you were going to do XCOM 2 in VR, you would do it as a table. You know, you would do it as one of those. There's a couple of stuff for the Vive, a couple of things for the Vive that use that same metaphor of, like, you know, you're just playing a game on a table, like a board game, but it's got graphics. Like, that's how you would do XCOM. Or how you could do it, I don't know. Wouldn't necessarily be an ideal way to play it, but that'd be cool. That could be cool, anyway. This gum I'm chewing is out of flavor. It's flavorless now. I saved the wrapper for just this occasion. Trying to find the pocket on this jacket. There we go. Yeah, I'll be very interested to see what kind of wider reaction to VR is once it's actually out there, because it's like, there will certainly be people who try it and go like, hey, you know what, this isn't for me, you know, these are not, like, the software is not doing things I'm interested in doing, or, you know, something along those lines, but hard-pressed to not at least come away from it going like, hey, you know what? That's actually really fucking cool. And, you know, and again, that doesn't necessarily, those are separate things. You might think that and still think like, yeah, you know, but the games are not for me. They're not, it's not the sort of thing I enjoy doing or whatever. But I think if you show that to anyone that is just kind of interested in technology, video games, that sort of stuff, they would come away from that, and you know, they would come away from going like, fucking wow, like that's, huh, okay, shit, it works. Unless they've got, you know, there's obviously some people that I think, you know, or some different conditions that I think can kind of have an impact on that. But it's, you know, yeah, you'd be hard-pressed to not come away from it going like, well, that's a, wow, okay. I at least understand why you are doing this, even if I don't think the games are great and don't want to buy one because they're, you know, it's not, you know, that stuff's not lining up. Like, I really think that just about anyone would put that thing on and come out of it going, like come away pretty impressed.
I'm not playing with your food.
A scenario where Sony actually benefits quite a bit by not being first to market, but still being in the same basic lane, or, you know, the same year at least as the other stuff, where, like, if that stuff comes out and, you know, it's expensive and you need a fucking real-ass PC to do it, which a lot of people are not going to have, you know, they come out in that holiday time frame. If VR is taking off on the PC, then you've got a lot of, like, very positive buzz. And then you say, like, oh, here's one that's, like, not as much money as the other things, assuming you have a PlayStation 4. But even still, you know, it's, if you bundle up the console and the thing, you know, it's probably still reasonable compared to what you would build a PC, I guess. If they can make enough of them, then that would be a situation where a lot of people would be looking for one for the holidays. And if they're right there saying, like, hey, here's one that is, like, it's easier to deal with. Hook it up to a console, put in the stuff, just, you know, you're good. You know, because this is going to be an audience of people that want to do this stuff that are just not going to understand how to own a meaningfully powerful PC. I think that there's still a lot of people out there that just don't really know how to use a computer, or they know how to use a computer, but they don't know how to use a computer. You know. So that, you know, that could be, like, a good little advantage for Sony. At least, like, this holiday season or something, you know. Long-term, you know, the PC parts get cheaper. You know, if VR really starts to take off, you have more people that are just, you know, that would say, like, hey, you know, there are people that want VR but don't necessarily know what to do. So here's an Oculus-ready PC that just hook the fucking headset up to it and push go. It's going to be, you know, almost like a Steam Machine-like experience, almost like a console-style take or something. But yeah, that's a good point. There are people out there that are actively moving away from owning a PC in favor of just, you know, the computing they do, they can do on a phone or a tablet because they just use a web browser. And, you know, they do email sometimes. And that's, yeah, I think there's a large and probably growing segment of people that just don't need a PC. Let alone, like, well, okay, does this have a 980? What is a 980? What is that? They told me I needed one for this. I guess it makes sense. Like, technology changes and evolves and gets more powerful in different formats, and, you know, the kind of mainstream people, you know, whatever, they just need to use Facebook on their fucking phone, right? They're not doing heavy lifting with a computer. They never were. They don't need to. It's fine. But people like that are what paved the way for Windows to be as big as it was, and for PCs to be as big as they are. And, you know, if PCs become this more specialist thing, well, it's the enterprise market. I mean, you know, whatever. There's no shortage of people that use a PC in some part of their life. But it's, you know, it doesn't seem like it'll always be that way, right? I mean, I could do almost all of my job, almost all of the computing end of, like, the writing, the CMS back-end, publishing stories, attaching screenshots, like, the vast majority of that I could do on a tablet. Like, you can use our, you know, our back-end tools work on a phone. If we wanted to write and publish a story on a phone, you totally could. It would be tricky to upload images, I guess, from a non-PC or Mac or, you know, Linux device, like a standard browser, because I don't know how that would work. Like, you need a file requester to pop up, and then, what does it show my iPhone library? Am I downloading, is the company releasing screenshots, and I'm downloading them into my photo library and then uploading them that way? Or, you know, that element of it would be tricky, and... but not that tricky, not end of the world tricky. But, you know, I could do most of my job on a dumb terminal, on a Chromebook, on my MacBook Air, for example, that has the graphics capabilities of a fucking wet sponge. But, you know, it's still a real computer, so it still works well with a mouse and still has folders, and folders I can fill full of screenshots and videos and trailers. Oh, I need to take a screen grab of this trailer. I need to load it into this and do that. You know, there's a bit of that kind of media manipulation that I think is still a little tedious on a tablet, but that shit's getting there. So, yeah, you know, like, the notion that, like, everyone is going to own a PC forever seems wrong. Smart TVs, yeah, now you're talking. For some people, smart TVs are perfect. They're just the right level of technology. They're just the right level of, can I do Netflix on this? Does it do Netflix? Can I do the Netflix? I hear the Netflix is big. How do... I can do the Netflix? Okay. My grandson set me up with the Netflix. My TV does all kinds of stupid shit that I don't use it for. I would have to route audio out of the TV back into the receiver for any of it to, like, work. Like, I can call it all up and be like, oh, I guess this technically will do Netflix, but that's... like, it's technically like a DNAS client, which is kind of neat. But, you know, like, the need for local storage has gone way down with a lot of people, and, you know, Spotify and other similar services out there, kind of getting people to get away from this idea of just having a bunch of MP3s. I'm almost out of gas. Tomorrow morning is going to be a direct trip to the gas station, which is exciting because I can buy drinks. That's how I'm planning things out. I can get gas right now, but I don't need anything right now. I can make it home. All right. Well, I made it home. It's very exciting to be here. And, yeah, that's going to be it for me. I'm going to go, and I'll be back on in the morning. As always, see you guys.